And now we're going to have the last performer who's going on before our mini set with Steve and Claire. And this gentleman is a very prolific songwriter and an excellent one at that. And he will be co-featured along with Laurie Diamond and Fred Abatelli at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic on April 6th. Please welcome Rich Eilbert.
Comes free. Okay, well, thanks, Ellen. Jeez. I like that being called a gentleman. That's something I rare. not too often. Anyway, everybody's playing such serious tunes, I thought I'd lighten it up. Maybe lighten it up. Little whimsical song. Yeah, I suppose all of you, or at least most of you, have heard about Eleanor Rigby. You know, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where the wedding has been. Lives in a dream. You know, that Eleanor Rigby. The one from the big Beatles hit. Well, Eleanor was, you might say, kind of a loner, kind of a poster girl for the depressive type. You know, all by herself up there in the church with her and Father McKenzie. But, yeah, most people don't know what became of Eleanor in her later days. Yeah, eventually she died, but yeah, I gotta tell you. Well, you know, she really never much of a risk taker. She had a very depressive, lonely life. But the doctors, you know, in response to her being such a such a depressive person and was getting so bad that they finally put her on medication. They gave her a Prozac or one of those drugs. And after that, her personality kind of just exploded. She kind of went crazy. She took to drinking and acting out. Actually, got violent. And they say that she used to write poison pen letters to Paul McCartney, saying how he'd stiffed her on the song and all that. She would get real agitated just being around guitar players. So anyway, this is the story of that Eleanor and what happened to her later on. Eleanor Rigby finally got angry. She'd had one too many down at the bar. She threw a shoe and hit the guitar player. They had to drag her away in a squad car. At the police station, the clerk stared at her. He said, "I don't believe that's your true name." She said, "Screw you, that's a legal alias. Why don't you go grill McCartney? He's the one to blame." They led her to the jail cell in handcuffs. Confiscated her remaining shoe and a pouch full of dirty rice. And she screamed, "It feels so good to drop into this neighborhood. I've spent way too many years being way too nice." Eleanor Rigby finally got angry. She said, I'm not gonna take it anymore. I might be a sorry old hag, but I won't be a punching bag. So get out of my way, I'm busting through the door. Yeah, I'm Eleanor. And Eleanor puked all over her bedsheet. Then she kicked her meal down to the floor. They sent Father McKenzie down, but she just spat on the ground. She said, I won't play the singing nun anymore. Well, Paul came by discreetly the next morning, and he slipped the clerk $100 to pay her bail. They gave her back a shoe, but the rice was gone, till it showed up on eBay the day after she left jail. Eleanor walked away with Paul McCartney. She was limping along with one foot bare and the other clad in a shoe. And Paul asked, what do you want for that tune? She said, twice what you paid Rocky Raccoon. And that's gotta be a million or two. Eleanor Rigby finally got angry. She said, I'm not gonna take it anymore. I might be a sorry old hag, but I won't be a punching bag. So get out of my way, I'm busting through the door. Yeah, I'm Eleanor Rigby, I'm Eleanor. Watch out, I'm Eleanor Rigby, I'm Eleanor. Out of the way.
Thank you.
Once again, you can hear more of Richard's music on Monday, April 6th, when he will co-feature with Laurie Diamond and Fred Abatelli. And that'll be a great night. I also want to mention another night, or a couple of them, at the Emerson Umbrella. This coming Monday is Irish Night, a day before St. Paddy's Day, when Kate Chadbourne, the impresario of Irish music in these parts, has pulled together a group of folks, including Tom